Good day, Mike Powers with KWIN News. From Dade County, qualifying continues this week here for the upcoming general primary election. As of yesterday, Jane Dixon has qualified on the Republican ticket to run for District 1 County Commission seat. Officials say no other candidates had qualified for the race as of yesterday afternoon. Candidate qualifying takes place at the Dade County Administrative Building on Case Avenue and will through noon tomorrow. The general primary election is scheduled for May 19th with a runoff for June 16th if needed. The general election will be on November the 3rd. The deadline to register to vote in the primary is April 20th. For more information, residents can always contact the elections office at 706-657-8170. The Georgia Department of Driver Services is warning residents about a phishing text message scam. Officials say scammers are sending fake messages requesting payments for tickets or threatening license suspension. DDS says the agency will never contact individuals by text requesting payment or personal information. Residents are urged not to click on any links in suspicious messages, and anyone needing to check the status of their driver's license should do so directly through the official DDS website at dds.drives.ga.gov. Authorities encourage residents to remain alert and protect their personal information. In Trenton, the Public Works Department began delivering new trash cans to residents yesterday. City officials say crews are distributing the containers across the community as part of an upcoming update to the city's sanitation services. Additional details about the program and how the new trash cans will be used are expected to be released in the coming days. Residents should watch for more information from the city regarding the rollout and any possible changes to collection procedures. For more information, you can always contact Trenton City Hall. The Georgia Lady Bulldogs open play in the SEC Women's Basketball Tournament this morning. Number 22 Georgia facing the Kentucky Lady Wildcats. That'll be a 10:45 broadcast or the 11 o'clock tip today in Greenville, South Carolina. The Lady Bulldogs enter the tournament 22-8 overall, 8-8 in SEC play. Georgia holds a 42-25 all-time series lead over Kentucky, including the last win, 72-67, earlier this season. Fans can hear the game right here on Classic Hits KWIN, your home for Georgia Bulldog sports on 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM, plus the streaming app. That's the KWIN app. Just look for it in your favorite app store. That's the KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com. And throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Bulldogs, NASCAR, and high school sports, 101.3, 106.1 FM, 1420 AM, and Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.